Let's get an update now from the west coast of Florida. We're joined now by Gordon Bird. He's program director at 1250 WHNZ, our big affiliate in Tampa. Gordon, what are you feeling this morning?
Well, we've been feeling hurricane force, or at least tropical storm force winds, for the last 7 or 8 hours and continue to feel them. It's just been going steadily all night with very little, if any, break. Wind strong enough, you certainly can't stand outside for a length of time. It'll push you back. And we are about 6 blocks from the Intracoastal Waterway, but we're on fairly high ground, so we have not experienced storm surge here. And we're hopeful that because of the direction the storm took, that that may be minimized here where we are in Clearwater.
You still have power?
No. I lost it about 11:30 last night. And about 1 million people, give or take, in this region of Florida alone are sharing that situation. And if you throw in other parts of the state, of course, it's well into the millions of people who are in the dark.
What were evacuations like around your neck of the woods, Gordon?
Sort of haphazard, but as it was, the shelters filled up, which surprised me. I think a lot more people took this storm seriously than we might have thought a couple of days out. And near the end there, shelters were pretty close to capacity in most places. People were able to find shelter, but it seems as though people took this seriously, and people who needed to evacuate, people in low-lying areas and mobile homes, took the advice and got out.
The storm took that shift where it kind of curled around the west coast of Florida. Did that catch folks off guard? Because you didn't have the same amount of warning that folks in, say, the Keys did.
We had known for a couple of days that it was going to be a possibility, and so it wasn't quite as if we were expecting something and then got totally caught off guard.
Okay.
However, there was it was not what we were expecting initially, and right to the last moment, the track of the storm was very much in question, and we got, I think, a bit of a break ending up on the west side of where the eye went, certainly minimizing storm surge for us, but certainly maximizing problems to the area just to the east of us between Tampa and Orlando, where the eye wall went through and where they got the strong easterly winds. That would be places such as Lakeland and Winter Haven and areas between Tampa and Orlando. It appears they got the worst of it.
Mm. We're speaking with Gordon Bird. He's the program director at our affiliate 1250 WHNZ in Tampa, talking about Hurricane Irma coming ashore. How big of a concern is flooding at this point where you are in Clearwater with that near the Intracoastal Waterway?
There's a lot of high ground that's within a few blocks of the Intracoastal. So there were a lot of areas that are not part of an evacuation. It was serious enough of a concern that Pinellas County issued its two. They went to two evacuation zones up from sea level, which is more than most counties did. And so far, we've not gotten any reports of a tremendously serious problem that was unexpected with storm surge. And it seems like we might have gotten a bit of a break. From what I'm hearing subjectively from media reports here, it seems most of the difficulty was wind-related, and it was to the east. So far, we haven't had many problems reported with storm surge. It seems as though people who were in peril, who were in danger of that, heeded the warnings and got out of the way.
Thanks, Gordon. That's Gordon Bird, program director at our affiliate in Tampa, 1250 WHNZ.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.